This is from Taylor Twelman. We like him. We like Taylor Twelman. I like him. He's good. Let me play this for you. He talks about the U.S. failing their first test of the year.
That was the first real test of the World Cup. Yeah. What'd we get?
Yeah, I mean,
what'd we get? And listen, we've done stuff, right? We did stuff. You can't make mistakes at the highest level. You can't miss fundamentals. The first two goals from Belgium, they make you want to. It's not an easy watch, guys.
Yeah.
That's not an easy watch. That's a 50-50 ball inside the 18 that Des just looks around, lets it bounce, run through it. And listen, everyone on social media talks about, oh, Sebastian Berhalter this. Give me 10 Sebastian Berhalters. He'll run through the wall at least. You cannot forget fundamentals, the little things. That is going to be, for that group of players, the most difficult pill to swallow. Because when you watch the tape, it's not my experience. I watched it. That's a difficult one to swallow. Those are simple fundamentals, and we missed all of them tonight.
Two things. I got more audio to play. I'm no U.S. soccer historian. In fact, I don't really know if I could give you a memory from many United States soccer games past this one. I mean, I've seen the U.S. play other soccer games. That's just not really memories that I've stored in my mind. What happened on that third goal where the keeper didn't clear it and he like short-footed it and Belgium then got the steal has to be one of the five worst goals given up in modern United States soccer history. It has to be. I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, all of us are screaming, kick it out, clear it. Wait, hold on, what? They scored? I think at that moment, all of us had the exact same feeling. The same collective hope and excitement and, hey, they can win this game that America had going into it. I think we all at the exact same point. When they got down 3-1 and that's how they got down 3-1, I know you were thinking what I was thinking. Hey, pack these boys up. Hey, Chuck, where are they going to? Galveston. You had to be thinking the exact same thing that I was thinking. This is over. It was a fun run. It was enjoyable. But this part of our relationship, it's over. This fling that we've had with United States soccer, that was the end of it. That was the death. That was the start of football season. When they say, are you ready for some football? That's what they were talking about right then and there. That play. They didn't do any of the little things. I don't even know what the little things are in soccer. I know we didn't do them. That's number one. Number two, again, I don't know how shocking this can be. This is going to happen in college football. Rob, they were the team that went 4-0 in non-con, and then they got their first real test in early October and failed it. We see this happen every year in college football. You beat up on the Patsies. You beat up on the Cupcakes. And now it's October 11th, and you're on the road, and you're playing Texas. And Texas beat you 42-17. The United States had everything. They're the home team. They're in Seattle. Seattle might be the only city that loves the U.S. men's national team more than Kansas City. It's a perfect place for their games. Beautiful backdrop. Incredible. Amazing stadium. You got your best player back. You're at home. The vibes are high. You gave up a goal in the first 10 minutes. Just an absolute beatdown they put on you. That's really what it felt like. They were a college football team that racked up a bunch of wins in September against a bunch of Patsies. And in that first game, a conference play, they go on the road against Texas Tech, and they got the beats. Here's one more clip. This is from SportsCenter. This is Jeff Cameron.
We beat the teams that we were supposed to. Obviously, the Turkey A game threw a little curveball to us because we were able to rest our players. And thinking that when we rest our players, we think have a better performance against Belgium, right? But saying that, I thought we got to show our quality. We got to dictate. We were the ones that were the protagonists. We were the ones that were, We weren't underdogs, really. And that's the difference. 2014, we were the underdogs. We went to the group of death. We were, you know, we've always, the U.S. has always been that underdog story. And this was the first time where people really said, hey, this team can do something great. And I think that's the thing that it just, it's going to leave that sour taste in your mouth. So now 4 years later, they're waiting for this next opportunity to go back in 4 years.
I'm a big believer that Vegas knows. Like, whatever you think you know about sports or predictions or whatever, Vegas is 30 times better than you at it. Like, they get it. They are perfect with it. It's hard to beat them consistently. A very small amount of sports bettors actually beat the book. Rob, Vegas thought these two teams were close. I mean, that's what the line says, right? The line says this was a coin flip kind of game. It didn't really feel like a coin flip to me. Like, maybe the line was just reflective of where we live and people want to bet on the United States. Like, no one wants to be in a position where they're rooting against the United States, so the book can't really offer you a discount in that regard. But, Rob, you're telling me that was a coin flip kind of game? Because maybe I'm crazy. And I don't think the U.S. played well. I think Belgium would beat them 8 times out of 10 at a minimum. I think they beat them 9 times out of 10. I think Belgium is noticeably better than the United States.
I think Belgium is better. I think that was, I don't know, 8 of 10. I think it's more like 6 to 7. I think the United States folded in the moment. And you see that in sports all the time. Teams are, oh, these teams to be equal. It's an NCAA tournament game. It's the Sweet 16. They look equal on paper. And one team just absolutely does not rise to the occasion. Belgium is better. They were way better yesterday, no doubt about it. I think they are closer than most people think. This is not the end-all, be-all metric, but someone on social media said this, so I apologize for not crediting properly, but I saw this. If you take the starting 11 for the United States and you put them into this thing that gives the true value of the players in the open market, basically Belgium's roster and the United States roster is like $250 million, $270 million. They are very equal as far as how third parties view them. It's just, the United States had its worst day ever, and Belgium took advantage. I do believe Belgium is better, but I don't believe it's by that margin 8, 9 times out of 10.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Jason Davis. He covers soccer for SiriusXM FC. We'll get his thoughts on the World Cup. We'll get his thoughts on the United States as they are removed from this tournament. Coming up on the other side, one of the great comebacks of our generation, Argentina. They were down 2-0. In the 70th minute today against Egypt, and they roar back and score 3 goals in 20 minutes to win that game 3-2-2. And Lionel Messi just continues to show he is one of the greatest athletes that we have ever seen. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.